Prenez rendez-vous au québec.ca/vaccin-COVID et suivez la séquence de vaccination recommandée. La vaccination contre la COVID-19, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Malaysia Power Bunga, Ulume September 14, 2021. Tunga sa wot si ni Ulume to sa lang ako William ko magsitit sa mi. O kaya hatil ko ingit kami ang malaw na siyo suni David Panira at hat suni Dave Prodigy Cambridge Paymill. Tusak niya langam medyo ko ingi ko sila kasi marangan ni asing iniliin yun ingi ko sila kasi marangan ni tusa langam medyo ko nalatoy na kasi ay Emily Sapa. Today is September 14, 2021. Welcome to Nipivot. Today William Kumaksiutitsak interviews rapper and producer David Panira, a.k.a. Dave Prodigy, from Cambridge Bay, Nunavut. We will also play his and other Inuit music, so keep listening.
This is a message from Iberetivik Center in Montreal. Iberetivik is a center that helps Inuit to find a job and go back to school in Montreal or up north. We help 18 years old and over, no exception. You can come visit us in front of Metro Verdun at 4590 Verdun Avenue or call us at 514-564-3051. We are open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 for participants to come in the center, but in the afternoon from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. only by appointment.
Okay, thank you, Vanita. But how does it work?
Hi, Laura. It is really simple. All you have to do is contact us. We also have a Facebook page that is called Iberetivik. From there, the counselors are going to take care of you.
Okay. Does it cost something to ask for your help?
No, it is free. We even give you allowances and bus tickets when you come every day of the week.
Every day?
Yes, every day. We offer a program that helps you prepare for your interview, make your resume or improve it, help with your IDs to apply for jobs and more.
Do I have to go to the center to get the help and support?
No, with the pandemic, we are equipped to help you from distance. We can do it by phone, email, FaceTime and more.
Do we get to have fun in Iberetivik?
Yes, we do. Iberetivik is just not about being serious, but it is also about knowing yourself better, making friends, respecting Inuit culture. Plus, every Friday we offer a creative activity and a gift card for the best attendance.
Thank you, Vanita. That helps a lot.
Thank you, Laura. And don't forget, on the premises we take health measures really seriously. Everybody must wear a mask at all times, disinfect and wash their hands and keep the distance.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a job or going back to school, don't be shy to contact us. We hope to see you soon. Have a good day.
Help me or those that think later. It don't matter if you're a supporter or a hater. You all help me out of my destiny. We're all trying to live successfully. The more you work, you get there eventually. Before I die, I'ma leave my legacy.
I've been going through many changes. One bad memory is all it takes to change us.
changes. We make mistakes and wonder why it changed us.
We all made mistakes, it's normal. I've been dealing with demons like this is paranormal. Whenever I'm down or feeling oppressed, I write in my book or rhymes, not a journal. Lately I've been feeling trapped in transition. I'm still adjusting into this addition. I got this never ending drive, this ambition. I study and learn music like it's tradition. Sometimes changes be good or bad. When I was taken from family, I was so mad. 10 years wishing for a life I didn't have. I faced depression and trauma, that's sad. Music was the only way I can express. 10 years being in care was a mess. As I'm healing, I slowly progress. If people bring me down, that I could care less.
I've been going through many changes. One bad memory is all it takes to change us. I've been going through many changes. We make mistakes and wonder why it changed us.
Myself up and then I get ready. I got a daily schedule I bought and keep steady. I challenge myself to get better on my hemi. I'm talking alter ego forcing me to spit deli. The next day I'm trying to do better than my reason. I push myself to write and be more than just decent. I'm thriving all year but my climax cold season. I'm talking how I'm living bring me down for what reason. Well maybe that's why I'm barely on the net. Some don't wanna work so I get the double bread. I hustle in silence cause it's all in your head. I get it how we get it based off what's said. And behind all this I own up to my craft. They ask what I do for a living then laugh. I'm really trying to make it all across the world graph. I grind day to day for a life I wanna have.
Lately I've been making up my way, ayy. Lately I've been taking up my space, ayy. Lately I've been waking up my brain, ayy. Lately I've been banking on my name, ayy. Ask yourself what it is that you're doing lately. I've been doing work, I hustle on the daily. Lately I've been counting down the days, ayy. I've been moving mountains on my way, ayy. Mentally I'm on a path of fire, hot coals. Barefoot, running through the smoke is in my nose. I'm caught up in my head with choices that I chose. Another door opened when another door closed. I'd rather walk that path than keep on looking back. I need to be a dad, the leader of the pack. I'm setting the example, they follow my tracks. My role is to provide, I'm saving my stacks. I do this day to day, what else can I say? I cannot stay the same, move out of my way. I don't joke around, I record and hit play. Homies in the crowd, everybody say hey. Living on my life, children and my wife. Still young, but I got my future looking bright. Time to bring my talent from the dark to the light. Moving forward, no more will I freeze, fight or flight.
Lately I've been making up my way, ayy. Lately I've been taking up my space, ayy. Lately I've been waking up my brain, ayy. Lately I've been banking on my name, ayy. Ask yourself what it is that you're doing lately. I've been doing work, I hustle on the daily. Lately I've been counting down the days, ayy. I've been moving mountains on my way, ayy.
Music all night if you wanted to. SBI.
All day, all night, trying to get my life right. Looking in the high sky, praying to be alright. All day, all night, trying to get my life right. Looking in the high sky, praying to be alright.
Staying up late, trying to get my life straight. Making it great, so no more mistakes. Fighting my pain, tired of seeing this rain. Feels like a maze, don't be ashamed. Please take a minute and listen for a bit. I'm just a kid who's trying to make it big. At the age of 15, I got my first gig. Never realized it would be this lit.
All day,
working late at night. I got nothing much to do but make a beat and start to write. We just wanna make things right, working 5 days a week, a couple overnight. That's the way I live my life. People love the work that we do, we tell them our story and what we've been through. We do this with passion, don't get us confused. We've been through a lot, we got nothing to lose. Growing up I struggled with booze, but music has saved me. I see my own views, I made some changes in my life for the better, it wasn't that hard to choose.
All day, all night, trying to get my life right. Looking in the high sky, praying to be alright. All day, all night, trying to get my life right. Looking in the high sky, praying to be alright.
Praying to be alright, thinking that I might die. I'm up day and night, this music keeps me alive. Working hard, I swear it that I really do try. I'm not the old me, I'm trying to be this new guy. I've been working for my kids, they deserve it. Dollars for my days, you can say that I earned it. Some days I'm hurting, feeling like this life is worthless, but I observe it all, then write these verses. Northern knowledge.
All day, all night, trying to get my life right. Looking in the high sky, praying to be alright. All day, all night, trying to get my life right. Looking in the high sky, praying to be alright.
Asuyuti Uvanga William Kumek Siutiksak, also known as Northern Knowledge, Kanga Clinic Mutak Siyaoyunga. Greetings, everybody. My name is William Kumek Siutiksak, also known as Northern Knowledge, and originally I'm from Rankin Inlet, and that's in Nunavut. I am a co-producer with the Nipivut radio station, and I'm going on my third episode. I just started my own series called Ulugiak Unikak, which is basically like saying star stories. And the purpose of the star story series is that we want to be highlighting inspiring and amazing Inuit, especially Inuit youth who are working in our community and who are doing just absolutely amazing and supportive things to other community members. So I'd like to welcome to our show David Panuyak, also known as Dave Prodigy. He's a young Inuk rapper, he's a music producer, and he's made a lot of music within the community, really related to his life experiences and to his Inuit culture. He's going to be talking about himself today, so I'm just giving a brief introduction. And so with that being said, welcome to the show, David. How are you doing today?
Hey, Will, I'm doing pretty good. I had a pretty good day.
Awesome, man. Oh, I'm really happy to hear that. And I'm really looking forward to this interview together. One thing that I thought that I'd share with everybody is you and I were really, really good friends. We've connected a lot over the years. You know, we've done a lot of music together, but we've also just lived through a lot of life experiences together. So I just thought I'd let everybody know that the two of us, we've been connected for many, many years. And sparking up this conversation is just something interesting because we've done so many interesting things together and ourselves individually as artists, but then ourselves working together as a team too. So thanks a lot for doing this interview, David.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome, man. I guess just to get right into it, just to get started, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your story?
Okay, so my name is David Panuyak, also known as Dave Prodigy. I am a 21-year-old, and I am originally from Cambridge Bay, Nunavut. My cultural background is a mix of both Inuk and Cree. Growing up, I moved around a lot. I lived in Yellowknife, NWT, to meet my dad for my first time and the last time around the age of 4. I lived in Edmonton, Alberta a couple times. The last time I lived in Edmonton was when I first got put into the foster care system, and that was around the age of 11 years old. 10 months later, Social Services of Cambridge Bay and the government of Nunavut sent me back home. I was in and out of the foster home and group homes multiple different times with multiple different homes until I moved to Ottawa to be in my last foster home, and that was February of 2016. I lived in that foster home for 5 years until I moved to Paradise, which was November of 2020, which was last year.
So just hearing like you've moved around a lot, and there's so much that you have to talk about today. Some of them are the absolute successes that you've had on your journey, and some of them are also the struggles. Is that correct there, David?
Yeah, correct.
Thank you very much for digging like right into this. Like I said, there's so many different topics that we're going to be talking about. So I just thought maybe let's get started. Dave Prodigy, that's your new artist name that you're going by. You before that, you were going by J Bread and Music. Can you share your new artist name with us and what this means for you?
Okay. So originally, DP was a name that I had thought about using because it is my initials of my government name, David Panuyuk. I gave it some deep thought and decided to expand my name, which then came into Dave Prodigy. So like growing up in my teen years, my mom's boyfriend at the time used to call me Dave. I personally didn't like it, but eventually grew out of it and got used to it. And Prodigy was just an add-on to Dave to match my government name initials. So the reason why I chose Dave Prodigy is because I personally know that I have extraordinary talent and capabilities with my music. And so I put the two names together and created Dave Prodigy.
Oh, that's a really, really amazing story to hear. And it's inspiring too, because, you know, yourself as a young artist, 21 years old, you're already growing your mind, you're expanding your ideas, and to the point where you're even evolving as an artist. So I just really love your new name. I love your old name, but I really love the transition you have in your life and the really true building that you're creating.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So my next question is, how did you start making music and why do you make music today?
Growing up, I was always listening or hearing hip hop and rap music that personally resonated with me and that I can relate to. Well, like in terms of life experiences. And then when I was 14 years old, there was a music crew known as Northern Lights, which were based in my hometown, Cambridge Bay. They were making their own music long before I was. One of my best friends, Kobe, also known as Legacy, was associated with the group and was the youngest out of them all. Him and I used to hang out a lot. And when I was around 14 years old, he showed me his music he had been working on with his crew. And I personally felt inspired to make my own music at the time. And so I started to make my own beats and I wrote a couple songs with them as well. Around that same time, I had heard a couple songs that deeply affected me because I can relate as well. But I heard the song called Through the Pain by Larry T and started looking up his music and became a fan of it. I started expanding my taste with Inuit hip hop and found Arky's music, Larry T's music, and Hyper T. And I started listening to their music and felt more inspired to make music. And so I just continued making beats. I was barely writing lyrics because I was already good enough at writing, so I put my major focus towards making beats to keep up with my lyrical ability. And years later, I was still doing the same thing, but had gotten a lot better at it. And so to this day, I make music, whether if it's making beats or writing lyrics and just creating music.
Oh, thanks a lot for sharing that. It's a really interesting story to hear. And what I really loved about the story that you just shared with us is like, the inspiration that you found actually like originated from your own community. I believe you're from Cambridge Bay, Nunavut. I believe there's about 1,700 people that live there. And the fact that you were able to find inspiration with your family and your community, and you were able to find mentors that were able to like kind of support you and guide you into the right direction, like to see where you're at today, that's just absolutely amazing, David. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess my next question for you is, can you share some highlights from your music journey? I'm sure you've had a lot of different exciting moments. Can you share some of those exciting moments with us?
Okay, so my first highlight of my music journey was going to an actual music studio at the age of 17. It was an amazing experience that I still cherish. I guess my second highlight was performing in my first show a couple months prior to going to the studio, and it was actually a pretty amazing experience where I got to perform for my first time. I got to share my story within my music, and I consider this a major highlight for me because I was only 17 at that time, so I thought it was pretty cool.
Definitely. That's so exciting to hear at the age of 17 years old, rocking it on the stage and building your fan base and like just being around a community of people who not only love music, but want to see you shining. That's definitely a really cool highlight.
Yeah. And so another highlight for me was starting up Strong-Minded Inuit with William, also known as Northern Knowledge. We created an initiative and made a huge movement out of it. And it's still growing to this day. And I'm really proud to see that. And how far we came was actually pretty amazing.
Yeah. And, hey, just on that topic of Strong-Minded Inuit, we haven't mentioned it once in the interview. We haven't really spoken about it too much, but like that's kind of like where our connection was together there, eh, David? Like when we first originally, like we met each other in school and we started the SMI, the Strong-Minded Inuit together.
Yeah.
I just thought that, like, just for all of our listeners to hear, that's kind of how the two of us, we first connected with each other is through school. We figured out that we're both rappers and we're both Inuk, and that's kind of how we got to know each other, and that's kind of how we got to build with each other, too. Is there any other highlights, David?
I guess I got one more highlight, and that would be going to Brockville, Ontario with Strong-Minded Inuit. We did workshops and we did some musical performances. It was an amazing day that I will personally never forget.
I'm really happy to hear that too. Like that's like absolutely like why we do the work that we do, going into schools, sharing the knowledge that's been shared with us and kind of in hopes to inspire others to do positive work, to do uplifting work, to support the people in their community. That was a perfect example that day. And like, yeah, like you said, you did some performances, but it was so much more than performing. You shared your life with others, David. And so I just want to say how proud I am of you, seeing where you started, seeing where you've been, how you're doing today, you know, the thoughts and the dreams, the goals that you have that you're reaching for now. It's just absolutely amazing to hear all of these things, David. And I know that just talking about that Brockville experience, like there was a few youth who had very similar struggles. And when you shared your voice that day, I definitely saw like a spark in some of those kids' eyes and how it really improved their life. So you keep up that amazing work that you're doing, David.
Thank you.
I have one more question before you. Before we share some of your music, I was thinking we definitely got to share some of your music in this interview. But can you share what's the name of your favorite song that you've ever created before? And why is that your favorite song that you've created?
So my favorite song that I have created would be called My Life, which is a free verse. The song My Life is actually my biggest song on my old SoundCloud account under G Breton, which has 8,831 views, making it my biggest song ever. But my most favorite song right now is my second most recent song called Day to Day. The reason why I chose this to be my favorite is because it is the most lyrical song that Northern Knowledge and I have ever created. We made so many songs and projects together, but Day to Day was our best song we made together, at least in my opinion.
Nice. Yeah, and that's unreleased music for people to be clear. The two of us, we've got songs coming out together. But going back to the first song that you spoke about, David, My Life, so much to share on that. I believe the song is on SoundCloud, you said?
Correct.
And is it under the name Jay Breton or is it under the name Dave Prodigy?
It's under the name J Brand, and that's JBRTN Music.
Awesome. Yeah. So we're definitely going to be playing that song right now. But for people, if they want to be listening to that song, go check it out on SoundCloud. You could download it if you wanted to hear it more and more. David said it's got crazy amounts of views, but it's never about the views. It's always about the message. And that's why that song has reached to so many people. So without further ado, here's the My Life song by J Breton.
Yeah. I dedicate this to my family and everyone else who's struggling. You just gotta keep going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every day I felt like giving up my life.
Had deep thoughts as I'm up all night. I'm lost in the dark as I'm searching for the light. I can't seem to find it like I lost my own sight. A lot of these people wanna go and put me down. They would talk behind my back, then spreads around town. I would get beaten up right to the ground, wishing I could run away and never be found. But what is that worth? Gotta put your family first. Think about them, they've been there since your birth. Respect your mothers, they brought you onto earth. This life that I live just feels like a curse. Gotta stay strong and just keep going. Life can be hard and get so annoying. There was days I ran away without them knowing, cause no one even cared at that one point. All my life I grew up with no dad. Maybe there's a reason I was feeling so mad. All those years I was wishing for a life I never had. I try to numb the pain cause I hate feeling sad. Everyone's different, everyone struggles. So use that energy and mind full of muscle to move up in this life. But first you gotta hustle. Only way to succeed is to go through the struggles. Time to let go of the pain that you feel, cause everyone knows that the struggle is real. Barely had any food, I had to go steal. Had to make sure my family's not starving for a meal. I did what I could cause I loved them too much. We deserve the best, we need more love. Saying rest in peace to the ones up above. Without you here, things been getting rough. Then I grew up to become who I am. I'm young, independent, living life like a man. People want to see it fail. It's time to prove the wrong. Time to make a change for my people through this one song. Everyone struggles in their own different way. Everyone's different, but we live the same day. Scoop so bad, tried to numb the pain. Made things worse, they moved from the bay. I was getting high, getting drunk, busy getting baked. Wasn't going to school, they treated me fake. I got beaten up until I will break on those people out there who can relate. Losing loved ones throughout suicide. I want to get my people out of the dark side. Step into the light, there's no need to hide. You know I got your back and I'm always down to ride.
Once again, everybody, that song is called My Life by Jay Bredin, J-B-R-T-N, and you can find that song on SoundCloud. We're going to get back into this interview. David, how are you holding up now in this interview?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome, man. I thought that we shared a lot about your music. We shared some of your highlights, some of your struggles and your experiences through music. I thought that we'd talk a bit about I thought that we talk more about yourself as a human being. Is that something that we're able to do together?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. So now that we've talked a lot about your music, can you tell us about where you grew up as a kid? What was that like?
So like I said earlier, I grew up always on the move and never could settle. I was adopted to my grandmother and we lived in Yellowknife and Edmonton a couple times. But when I was in foster care, I was in and out of group homes and foster homes in different parts of Canada from the ages of 11 to 21. And it was actually pretty rough, but eventually I started to realize that it taught me a lot of things.
I'm really sorry to hear about some of those experiences that you've had within the foster care system. And I can't say that I know from the lens, because I've never been in foster care myself, but just as one of your support people, I've known that you've had a really big struggle in the system, but I'm just really proud of you using music as a positive outlet, continuing your education in school and striving to move forward in a positive way, David. I want you to know that stuff never goes unnoticed, and it's a very inspiring story. Thank you for sharing that deepness with us. I'm sure our viewers appreciate that as well there, David.
Thank you.
Being Inuk is a strong part of your identity. I want to talk about some of your strengths. Can you tell us, why is that so important to you, that being Inuk is a part of your identity?
So being Inuk is a sense of knowing who we are and where you belong in terms of cultural identity. Growing up, I never knew much about my culture because my great-grandmother was the only elder in my family due to the loss of my great-grandfather when I was a few months old. And so when I was adopted to my grandmother, we moved around a lot, so I wasn't as connected to my culture as I'd like to be. And when my great-grandmother died when I was 10 years old, my culture teacher and my loved one had gone away with it. And the only time I learned about my culture would be in school. But because I moved in and out of my hometown a lot, I was really disconnected from my culture. And I really felt that loss of identity. And recently I'm just like starting to get back into my cultural roots and learning a little bit more about my culture and where I come from.
Thanks a lot for sharing, David. I'm really happy to hear that no matter what, through the struggle, through those experiences that you've had when you've had to move from place to place, you've always reconnected or connected to your culture. And that's one thing that will always be there for you, no matter what. And no matter how far you are from home, no matter if you're the only Inuk where you're surrounded by, I feel like that is something that nobody can ever take from us. And your story is just a very amazing example of how being Inuk is important. You were also talking about, you know, moving from place to place and having a lot of culture shock. So I was thinking with the next question, you know, you're someone who's lived most of your life up north as a kid, and you moved down south, like as a teenager and a young adult. Was this transition hard for you?
So for me personally, the transition from moving from up north to down south wasn't that hard for me because I had lived in many places down south, so I just gotten used to it. But like in terms of cultural shock, I really felt that disconnect, and it really affected me, but like not as much because I'm starting to get back into it.
I just thought that I'd ask that question because I know that there's a lot of Inuit who, whether they're from different parts, you know, of Canada, like when they move from their community, sometimes a community of 300 or 400 people, in your case, a community of 1,700 people, it is a very big change in life. And sometimes that change can be difficult for others. And so, and in your case where, you know, you moved around a lot before you've kind of centered down into Ottawa. I just thought it was really important for us to talk about this on the radio so that, you know, other people who are experiencing something similar, they have something to look at, something to look forward to, and to know that there is places down here in the city, there is places down here in the south that are meant for Inuit, and they're like anywhere that we go is meant for us. So I guess my next question, kind of related to just talking a little bit about struggles, how do you cope when you're struggling in life? What are your positive outlets?
So when I'm struggling, I tend to express myself through music most of the time. So like when I'm feeling down or if I'm feeling good or any type of feeling that I'm feeling, I put that into my music. So like I make beats, I like to write lyrics, I like to make songs and just see where that takes me. And then other times I like to just be outside going for walks or bike rides or even just chilling out in a park and just thinking about life.
Going for a walk, getting some fresh air and some exercise, that's really good. And with your music too, like I know today between you and I, we've got tons of equipment, like we've got like microphones, we've got laptops, we have those interfaces, we've got headphones, all of these things. To get started in music, do you really need all of that?
I personally don't think so, because like when I first started out, I was just using an iPod and a tablet to make my music, and I didn't have any recording equipment, but like that's not what I was into. I was more like just learning the basics of making music.
Yeah, and you built on it from there. Like you started from scratch and then you built up from there. That's correct, Dari. David?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot for sharing that. I thought that I'd ask that question just for any youth that are listening. That's exactly how for myself too, like just a pencil and a paper and a beat. And that's how you get started, you know, and then eventually over time you build. So I just thought that was another really important piece to add about the music scene, especially the Inuit music scene. I just have a few more questions for you, David. What advice do you have for Inuit youth and or for anyone who's learning how to make music?
So my advice would be just learning how to make music, whether if it's writing songs and lyrics or learning how to make beats. With the advance of technology nowadays, you can get all the resources from your device, whether if it's your phone, your tablet, or your laptop and computer. But as for me, like I said, I started out just on a fourth generation iPod Touch, and a couple years later, I used my iPad Air 2, and then another couple of years later, I moved up to a laptop, and that's how I've been making my music.
Mm, Okay, awesome. Thanks a lot for sharing that, David. Just two more questions for you. Do you have any upcoming projects that our listeners should be looking out for?
So I believe it was this last year, Strong-Minded Inuit had applied for a grant, and we've been making this project, and we finally completed it like not too long ago. It's an EP-style album with a total of 5 songs altogether. We plan on releasing it within the next month or two. The project is called Pilihi Katihinik. It's about working together for a common cause. We got a couple different artists on the project as well, and we all have developed this amazing project, which we are excited to share with you all when it gets released. So you might want to keep a lookout for that.
That's definitely going to be a banger, everybody. Dave Prodigy, we're talking about the album Pilihi Katihinik, working together for a common cause. I believe there is, there's 6 artists in total on that album. So that's definitely something to look out for. Thanks a lot for sharing that, David. My last question for you, where can our listeners follow you and support your journey? Can you share your social media links with us?
So for everyone who wants to support me on my journey, you all can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the name Dave Prodigy. But if you want to find my music, you can find me on SoundCloud under the name Dave Prodigy as well. I got some more music coming out pretty soon, and eventually I'll be on all platforms. So you might want to keep a lookout and stay tuned.
All right. Once again, everybody, that is Dave Prodigy, David Panuyak. Please go check out his journey. Please go check out his music. Go support him. Follow him. Dave Prodigy. The work that he does in the community is something that needs to be heard. And so not only having him on the radio, we will also be having him as a guest speaker later today with the SQIA, Southern Quebec Inuit Association. So come on over to the virtual event. You can find it at Southern Quebec Inuit Association on the Facebook page there. But please go follow Dave Prodigy on Facebook, on Instagram, and go check out his music on SoundCloud. Thanks a lot for the interview today, David.
Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, we all wish you the best moving forward there, David, and I'm sure we'll have you on again.
Myself or working on my kids. Now I got a crowd of people mad at what I did. I made mistakes, boy, I put our issues on the grid. But now they're really mad because I done made it big. Stress, the reason for success. Manage that, homie, that's how you become the best. Blessed, live it up until there's nothing left. Isuma gi gi agu, ilati isuma gi lugi. Isuma gi gi agu, isuma gi lugu kisumu. Tamani magak pisuli, ang yumi juni si yunagabi. Isuma gigi agu.
Think about my life on a day-to-day basis. I work and I grind, now it's taking me places. My wordplay's catchy, never wrote basics. Everybody has their own problems, we face it. Life is always on my mind, it's all I think about. It seems to get better since I'm on a different route. I'm becoming independent and that makes my people proud. We gon' make it real soon and that's without a doubt. I get on people's minds, they don't like that. If they try something, it goes right back. I bet you thought I couldn't even write raps. Just because I'm quiet, I'm not always like that. To think about what happened, but what do you wanna happen? Your life's a reflection to those who impact. And before you start rapping, summarize your actions. Words mean nothing if you can't put in action.
Isuma gi gi agu, ilati isuma gi lugi. Isuma gi gi agu, isuma gi lugu kizumu.
kamani manga pi suli ani yumi juni si yunagabi izuma 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 gigi agu
your life, where you are and where you want to be. Think about your life now. If you're thinking large, it ain't easy. I've been thinking large, still they don't see me. They told me to think. Think about your life now. Think about your life, who you are, who you want to be.
Is this it you're thinking about my life? Sitting with my wife, thinking about what it did to get here. All them nights alone, drowning in my fears. And I kicked it to second gear. Started catching ears, spitting raps with my peers. Killing every beat that is near. Doing this for those I hold dear. They made me who I am today. And all I gotta say is thank you. In time, I will pay you back. And who do I wanna be? 10 years from now, I wanna be your name. And again, my great father, brother, and son is what I aim to be named. Kobe 10 years from now, you'll know me as legacy. See a legend to be a 2020 vision, so I can see far into the future. Soon I'll have people paying for a future. 1400 for a verse, each line I'll be far from my worst.
Think about your life, where you are and where you wanna be. Think about your life now. If you're thinking large, it ain't easy. I've been thinking large, still they don't see me. They told me to think. Think about your life now. Think about your life, who you are, who you wanna be.
Ayungi lang yumangi tunga, ukaguma tunak tunga, tamaunga tikiyu tigama, piulangu yagiya kangi tunga, tatunga ka, nigi tituma tunak taka, ilaka, niwak taka, kisu tunamu, tusakinga, ukaktaga, agbian yagubi. Aniti niak pagi, ulumi, kaupa, upinangima, ulumi, akilak tau niagama, time now, sungu bunga ilanu, mana kanu sunga vi, ivi ilanginu, piligia tinungitu, asitinu, piligia bu,
northern knowledge. Think about your life, where you are and where you wanna be. Think about your life now, if you're thinking large, it ain't easy. I've been thinking large, still they don't see me. They told me to think. Think about your life now. Think about your life. Who you are, who you wanna be.
I've been thinking so much about this life, man. Once I made music, couldn't stand where I stand. They're telling me they like my music and I'm nice, man. Some people wanna be me, wanna be where I stand. Let me tell you a few things, I'ma be honest. Don't try to be like others, they'll respect you, I promise. People support me cause I'm real, they relate. They feel what I feel, I'm feeling so great. These people really wanna get to me, but they can never. It's not worth my time cause I'm onto something better. I see the life I wanna live, I'm working forever. I don't follow trends, I'm also not a trendsetter. I'm doing what I can to live up to this and music. Every day from this point on I make music. Life is whatever you make it, you can do it. We only get one chance in life to go through it.
Think about your life, where you are and where you wanna be. Think about your life now. If you're thinking large, it ain't easy. I've been thinking large, still they don't see me. They told me to think. Think about your life now. Think about your life, who you are, who you wanna be.
for the long run, long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. Prepare yourself, this is the long run. Save your energy, this is the long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. Don't look back now, this is the long run. Keep on moving, this is the long run, long run.
Times are getting hard during times like these. The pandemic got us living life on freeze. There's so much going on, I need help, so please. I take a deep breather with my mind at ease. Some days are better, but some days can be worse. When I'm feeling down, I just write another verse. I try to remain calm before I have an outburst. It's time to move forward, don't go back and reverse. Life can be a challenge, but we can overcome. We put in that action after what is said and done. Strong-minded inner. Well, we in it for the long run. When we all work together, the results are awesome. For those who support us, we all appreciate it. Music gets therapy, keeping us alleviated. So much gets done when my mind's activated. Full on work mode, beats are getting dominated.
We're in it for the long run, long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. Prepare yourself, this is the long run. Save your energy, this is the long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. Don't look back now, this is the long run. Keep on moving, this is the long run, long run.
The virus hit the world and we ain't going back. Time to change our course, only way to stay on track. Don't get left behind, now it's time to lead the pack. If somehow this ain't real, then it's time to check the facts. I see my people getting infected, that's left and right. Y'all thinking it's funny, I'm praying that they all right. I got my kids at home, when they go down at night, I gotta tell them that they gon' wake up to the light. I gotta tell them something, sometimes I don't believe. I lost a lot of people and never had no time to grieve. Will I succeed, huh? Will I achieve? And will I heal from where I internally bleed? I've had enough, you've had enough, we've had enough. But ignoring all these problems just won't give us luck. This virus is real and I know that it's tough. Remember one thing now, this is the long run.
We're in it for the long run, long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. Prepare yourself, this is the long run. Save your energy, this is the long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. We're in it for the long run, long run. Don't look back now, this is the long run. Keep on moving, this is the long run, long run.
When people were bugging, I lost the support when they left us. I couldn't believe it, gave me head rush. I lost some friends, now I'm walking alone. No family with me, I'm so far from home. I'm independent, I could barely do this on my own. I've been trying to make money, I don't take loans. I'm trying my best to be strong to this day. I'm the only one who wanna leave, they want me to stay. My mentality gone downhill since May. Nothing gets the best of me because I'm Jay.
I'm living life, aiming for paradise, living life. I wanna live it right, living life. I'm flying in the sky, I'm living life. Aiming for paradise, living life. Been caught up in the fight, living life. Now hear me on the mic, take a listen, this is how we live a life.
I've been hitting up shows town after town. Independent living, I'm truly underground. Wave after wave, surfing crowd after crowd. Now I'm high above, look, I'm flying in the clouds. Yeah,
Listen right now, young Enoch, I am a creative. I'm a young artist with a message. Stand up, and that one's for all of my relations. I'm just happy been feeling like I made it. All this time I paid, still I never gave in. Dug my hole deep, treasure won't cave in. Because I'ma break it, make it take me places. Started from my basement, now I'm hitting stages. Stacking higher wages, that y'all hate it. Much love for myself and my peeps around me. So you could think what you want about me. I'm living life, aiming for paradise. Living life, I wanna live it right. Living life, I'm flying in the sky. I'm living life, aiming for paradise. Living life, been caught up in the fight. Living life, now hear me on the mic. Take a listen, this is how we live a life.
Kumik ni pumi na lakay na kasi kana ingi kusliya kaya si Maro Angela ama ko alimot na lak tatabot tap ane pinsok ti rogot uwanga emalay sa pa ane pinsok ti Jennifer May Nancy Angelic Tina pinsok ti William Kumaksiyo Tiksak ama Local Power Nakok may mayroon Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association, Amalo CKUT 90.3 FM. Nalalaga po si Urban Indigenous Radio, pinaswa ko siya ulak to me, tusak sa ulak mayroon, September 28 May. Nalatwin na kasi. Thank you for listening to Nipivot. Our theme song is by Angela Amagolik. This episode was made by me, Emily Sapa, Annie Pisukti, Jennifer May, Nancy Angelik, Tina Pisukti, William Kumaksiutiksak, and Carol Bauer. Thanks to Concordia University, Southern Quebec Inuit Association and CKUT 90.3 FM. Tune in this time next week to Urban Indigenous Radio, and we will be back September 28th. Stay tuned for Soul Perspectives coming up next.
Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simande, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's up, what's up, what's up, good people? To those of you listening wherever, whenever, whatever time it is, good morning, good evening, and good night. You are locked into another Tuesday evening with Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Soul P has been on the air since 1994. We bring you all the topics, the guests, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows of the black community here in Montreal, across Canada, and internationally. We have a beautiful evening of music and discussion lined up for you tonight. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives right here on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
I will be one of the greatest, that is a vow, yeah, that is a promise. Always wanted to be famous, just being real, yeah, just being honest. My haters won't always be nameless, give them no clout, I give them no power. Creators built different than ancient, sooner than later, all will be ours. I keep an eye out for the numbers, I stay in contact, synchronization. To infinity, even beyond it, I am a common, no destination. A lot of things I am above, and there are a lot of things that are above me. Do not come for the people I love, cause then I get scary, then I get uglier.